Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1 o'clock from PlaindealerCleveland.com. We'll talk to him about the Cavaliers, what's going on with them. Man, the season ended today. They'd be in that play-in tournament. Oh, play-in tournament.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
But the NBA Cup Finals coming up.
I know. I'm wearing mine right now.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I don't get in.
That's more than we needed.
What do we got? San Antonio and the Knicks and that?
Just an idea.
Is that right?
Put in my head that I don't want to have in my head.
Well, then don't. Think positive, my friend. Think positive. Florio
positive
said
about you wearing a cup.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Mike Florio talked a little bit earlier, right? We talked to him about what's going on with the Browns and you know how the perspective might change depending on what he's saying. And now it's just interesting because I'm looking at like our jam-packed phone lines again, and everyone's like, what's up with Kevin after what he said? Because Mike laid out a pathway for both Kevin and Andrew Berry to return next year. And Jeff and I have always kind of seen it, but I think...
Yeah, we've caught a lot of grief for it, too, just by expressing the notion.
A little bit. All right, so we're going to play that for a second. A
little bit?
What? A little bit of grief?
Yeah.
Here, you want more? I can get you more.
Oh, good.
Q in Cleveland. Hi, Q.
Q.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
It's a fine day in Cleveland, Q. The temperature is approaching freezing.
I think we see the
sun. Exactly, man. And then they're going to drop that 50-degree day on us.
Yeah, Bubba, right? Here we go.
And then it'll be minus up 50 the next day.
So. All right, guys, this is what I got to say about it. You know, I just think that, I think that, and follow me on this, guys, I think that the reason why Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry were picked up were because they were young, right? I just think that we're actually looking at a Jerry Jones project, build from scratch. I just think that, you know, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, you know, the word that I've gotten is that Kevin Stefanski is not argumentative. You know, he follows the program. And you got a guy that's 10 years younger than him and a GM. I just think that, you know, these guys are gaining, experience, like on-the-job training with the Cleveland Browns. You know, mind you, you know, the COVID year and the two Kevin Stefanski coach of the year, I really don't give that as much credit as everybody else would because I look at the body of work of what he benefited from. You know, Joe Flacco coming over, that helped out Kevin Stefanski a lot.
True.
But I think that as a whole, you got a guy that has really, like this, what is this, his sixth year? He's gotten all his experience from the Cleveland Browns. Andrew Berry is learning how to pick on a job. Just think, guys, if I'm a guy that's over them, I don't have a football guy. I have guys that are actually learning, so they're going to be, they're going to listen to me. I'm going to be able to lead these guys. You know, we're going to all be learning at the same time because this is basically Haslam's first rodeo as well as far as in the main ownership group. So I just think that this is a project, and I think that they're going to catch a lot of flack because I don't think Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski is going anywhere anytime soon because this is something that...
So you agree with what Florio said. You agree with what Florio said. That's where you're going.
Exactly. Gotcha. I believe that he was advised. I believe that...
Q, what if I told you... Q, what if I told you... Q, what if I told you you were the first guy to call today to say that? Or the last couple days. No one's saying that.
You know what?
Again, the argument is solid in what you're saying. I'm not... I can't argue with what you're saying, but the way people feel right now is they're ready for a change.
Ready
I think
for blood.
Fans are. Yeah.
I mean, and we all are, Andy, but you know what? What it is, and when you look at it from a perspective of business, you know, Jimmy Haslam, you know, these guys, you know, these ownership groups, they want what they want.
Yeah, so, no, Q, that's a good point. Thanks, Q. As a matter of fact, good phone call, that, you know, when we talked to Florio, he laid out the business side of it. And he had said, look, here's the situation. If you're looking at it from a standpoint of winning or losing, you may want to turn yourself around, do a couple circles, and then look at it again.
We don't know because we never know what ownership is going to do. And what Jimmy Haslam has created, I believe, this is my opinion based upon all the things I've observed over the years, not just with the Browns, but with the NFL's other teams. I think Jimmy Haslam has created a scenario where he can meddle as much as he wants to meddle and trust that none of his lieutenants will out him as being a meddler. And certain respect I have for Jerry Jones being the GM of the Cowboys in title, in name. He's out there taking the heat. He takes the criticism because he's making the moves. I've long believed that Jimmy Haslam is the guy behind the scenes who's got a ladle deep in the stew but doesn't want the fans to notice it because he doesn't want to have the criticism for all the things they've done that haven't panned out. So I say that because if you're going to blow it up, you better bring in people who can be trusted to, number one, let you meddle, and number two, take the heat for the outcome of your bad decisions. Jimmy Haslam can say, well, I never told them to do this. I never told them to do that. You don't have to be that direct when you're the multi-billionaire owner of an NFL team. Anything you say, any question you ask, a facial expression, that sends messages that the people who are working for you are going to act on. So I think he's been too close to the action. I think he's been too involved in the decisions, and I think he wants to keep it that way. And if you usher out Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who have done a good job of dealing with it, you're risking bringing in people who won't be quite so charitable.
Wow. Again, for him to say that. And so if you think there's a change coming, Florio probably changed your mind if you were listening to Mike and the way he laid out the scenario. You're looking at, you know, someone who the owner trusts. You know, again.
Well, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, there is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I just, wow. You know, can you see that? I don't think Browns fans are going to be able to accept what Florio just said if Jimmy Haslam decides to come back and bring Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski back. I just think fans are like, we're done. With 6 wins, 25 losses since the start of last year. You know, fans wanted the true Shedeur Sanders fans wanted him starting from day one. They did. And they thought he was getting a raw deal because he wasn't getting any reps. It felt raw when he was the number two quarterback. It didn't bother me in the beginning when Flacco was here. But when they decided to make Sanders the number two quarterback, they owed it to him to have a couple reps with the first team. Don't care. Don't care what the protocol is in the league that second team quarterbacks don't get reps with the first team. Most teams aren't in the scenario where they've got two rookie quarterbacks. So I felt like when they made him go out on the field for that first game, he was completely ill-prepared. Not his fault, though. Just that the team didn't have him ready as a number two quarterback in a scenario where you had two rookies. And so now you think about what Florio said, and you're like, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe Jimmy wants guys around him that are going to make sure they'll take a bullet for him, and he'll take a bullet for them.
If you think you have really good people in place at anything, Andy, and things aren't going well, but you think you have good people in place, why would you make a change? And that's a little bit of what Florio, you know, that along with supporting the ownership, that along with supporting ownership is why you might continue with continuity.
It is a possibility I think you need to ponder if you're looking for a change.
I also think this, though. I think after the regular season ends, if they're ready to do such a thing, I think ownership needs to speak and say and clear up, hey, we're not keeping the head coach, we're not keeping the general manager, or we are keeping head coach and we are keeping general manager. I think this is a convoluted enough situation.
Before we hear from them again? Is that because we haven't heard from Andrew at all. Nothing. Even no. Mary Kay brought that up this
week. No, I would think at this point there are enough questions. I mean, it's the NFL. Two rotten seasons in a row. You know? Two rotten ones in a row. I would think that ownership needs to I personally think they would need to clarify their status. I think it would be beneficial to the coach and it would be beneficial to the GM. If they're going to be back, just tell everybody they're going to be back. That ends all the speculation.
I agree. Just stop the drama, Dan.
Well, and it might be a little bit before it stops, just due to a very simple fact. Or if it is, it's going to come from fans and everyone else because Mike Florio laid out once again, especially when it comes to the Watson train, it's not coming from inside of that building.
Surely there's at least one person in the organization in the decision-making process that wanted nothing to do with the Deshaun Watson trade, and no one has broken ranks to say that. That is impressive that Jimmy Haslam has fostered that kind of loyalty that none of the people who could have said, it wasn't me, that's never happened. I mean, for the worst transaction we've ever seen in the NFL, and I'm not exaggerating, no Andrew Berry, no Kevin Stefanski, no Paul DePodesta, no leaks saying, it wasn't me. They're all taking the heat together on this one.
And they are. And that would be the reason.
And they have.
And that would be the reason why they come back, both of them, next year.
Well, that and perhaps they think that they have two talented young guys. You know, I think Andrew Berry's drafts haven't been great. I do think he's made some nice trades. I do think he's made some nice free agent signings. And I think his last draft was really good. You know, so you change because, you know, the roster was lousy. Maybe the roster is trending in the right direction. Maybe you think you have the right coach to deal with a young team. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't.
Well, they'd have to explain it because I think the fans want the explanation.
I don't think there's any question.
Rodney is in Litchfield. Hi, Rodney.
I think the fans deserve it, too.
I do, too.
Hey, Rodney.
Well, Florio made a lot of good points. But think about this. The reason these three guys are staying together is because they got each other's back. And I'm not saying that's not a bad asset to have because it's kept the team together. I mean, we haven't seen even the team. We haven't seen them screaming and hollering at each other like we have down in Cincinnati and some of these other cities. But that's not a good reason to keep everybody together. That can't be the only reason.
You're correct, Robbie.
I still think the Haslams have their fingerprint all over this. The Watson deal, the worst trade in pro sports history, had to be his final decision. There's nobody else that could have made that decision. The money, he didn't want to come here. So they're offering more money. They're offering more years. Miles Garrett didn't want to be here. They offered him more money. I mean, the ownership is the biggest problem we have, guys. That's the biggest problem we have. And then you turn around and see these pre-snap penalties. Our special teams, they figure out a way to lose every week, almost a different way, except then we throw special teams in every third or fourth game. Why hasn't somebody been fired on special teams? There's not another team in the league that wouldn't have fired a guy that has, what is it? They've given up like 8 big plays and kickoffs and punts. Nobody else in the league is even close to that.
Usually win a game, Rodney.
No doubt.
Yep. I can't argue with you. There is zero argument on this. Zero.
And then we talk about him getting ready for the stadium. Who does that? We get ready to win the game this week. We get ready to be good next year. We don't wait over, I'm going to get a new stadium in 15 years. I'm going to have a good team. Nobody does that. They don't do that in Pittsburgh.
They haven't had.
They haven't had a new stadium in a while.
Well, the point is, though.
No, Rodney, your point's valid, but the timeline here is really clear, and the team is where it is right now. And you, I mean, if you just connect a few dots, you can kind of see that might be the case.
We'll see. Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1. Still want to continue this conversation a little bit because I think Florio had a couple other things we want to share with you, too. Just one more time. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.